Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm live from the Allo Communications Studios this afternoon. And joining me now, a member of that awesome defense for Colorado State, kept him in a lot of football games this year, defensive back Chigozie Anuseum. Chiggy, my man, thank you so... Oh, my gosh, look at that. The crowd loves it. The crowd loves it, man. Chiggy, how are you, my man?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
You know what? We're hanging in there. It's Football Friday, and what better way for us to start Football Friday than to bring on a sensational player like yourself? Chiggy, I know some decisions got to be made for you. I'm not sure where your head is with everything, but before we get to that, I mean, this defense, you guys played lights out throughout a good chunk of the season, and then you finished off getting that shutout. To me, honestly, man, I was kind of surprised. I mean, we were hearing four air raid all the time, offense. You guys came in under Freddie Banks, and that defense was something else, man. You guys were fun to watch.
Appreciate it. We work real hard.
Honorable mention, all Mountain West and some stud players we already know. You know, we heard about Kamara. He's coming back. You got guys like Jack Howell, Henry Blackburn. They're going to be back to try to build up this defense again. So, Chiggy, my man... I gotta ask, man. Have you made a decision? And what is that decision? Are you leaving? Are you coming back? What are you doing?
Well, first, I'd want to just thank everybody that's been here for me, my family, friends that's helped me make this decision, coaches who helped me make this decision. I don't think my time at Colorado State is quite done, so I will be coming back.
He's coming back. There we go, Chiggy. Dude, you just made a lot of people happy now. I mean, what does that mean to you to say, you know, just say it out loud, say, hey, I'm coming back. We're gonna finish what we started defensively. And that offense, we know that thing's going to get better too. But what does that mean to you to be a Ram?
No, it's huge, honestly. You know, I can't thank Coach Novell enough and the coaches that were giving me the opportunity to come here and play. But as far as the defense goes, like, I've, you know, obviously talking to Henry Blackburn, Jack, Aiden, guys like that, Brandon Guzman. I think next year we have way more left in the tank to give to you guys, to give to the fans. So it should be exciting. I know offense is going to get it right, but I think we're on defense. We're really excited having the key guys back.
Dude, I'm so happy to get you back. I mean, we've been thinking about it, and who's all coming back for this team. And talk to us about the decision. You know, you just kind of said some of the players and what you feel like for this community. But, you know, this is one nowadays with the way the transfer portal is. I mean, this is something where you really have to sit down and analyze every situation and see what's ultimately best for you. Can you talk to us about that process and what that looked like for you?
Yeah, it was a lot of talks with my family, a lot of prayer as well. Just, you know, this decision, I'm not going to say it was hard. It was just more of time-consuming, just knowing that I do have the option to either declare or come back. So, you know, I think I had some good people in my corner who advised me really well. And I just think that, you know, I love playing for Colorado State, and I only have 1 year doing it. So I think another year we'll get this thing growing, and we'll give the fans what they want to see.
CSU Rams defensive back Chigozie Anuseum joining us, who just made the big announcement. He is sticking around. He will be a Colorado State Ram again. The coaching staff, I know it wasn't the season as far as the record-wise that we were looking at, but, man, the optimism is still extremely high. I mean, people seem to really buy into what Jay Norvell's doing, and on the offensive side, Matt Mummy. And then, of course, Freddie Banks. Freddie Banks has been awesome, man. So talk to us about the coaching staff and how that helped, you know, kind of make that decision a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, well, I feel like my development since coming here has been something that I've never had in college. Just how I think about the game, the way I obviously play the game. Freddie Banks is, I don't know if he gets as much credit, maybe now he is, but we've known he's a guru of defense since he got here, just the way he would talk to us about the game and how he's telling us to think about it. And also, too, Coach Patton, the cornerbacks coach, he's definitely helped me how my mindset is about the game. So I think this coaching staff, for me personally and my journey with football, they've definitely been probably the biggest blessing in college so far.
Chiggy, we had Jack Howell on not too long ago, and he was talking about Freddie Banks and kind of his approach and how at first, you know, he was like, you got to get to this spot. You have to be, your feet have to be right here. And Jack's like, come on. And then as you started to progress, you're like, okay, that's why. That's why my feet need to be right. I mean, is that how it is a lot? Like, very precise. I mean, you got to be exactly where he needs you to be.
Yeah, 100%. Coach Banks, he doesn't let us, he never lets us take a day off, especially in the DB room. He never, ever lets us take a day off. So first day he came in, you would have thought that we were running the defense for 4 years, how he was expecting us to get the precise step. But obviously, ultimately, it helped out. But, yeah, he's very particular about where you need to be.
What's what are your teammates like, man? I mean, what's your relationship like? Obviously, it's pretty darn good because you're coming back. But you guys all talk so highly of each other. You know, again, having the DBs in here not too long ago, some other DBs, they just build you up so much. You and I have talked. You build them up so much. I mean, and that that's how you build that chemistry and that positivity throughout the locker room.
Mm-hmm. No, we're honestly, all of us are pretty close. This is kind of the closest group I've been around in college in terms of just, like, I know that right now if I need something, I can call any one of them, and they'll come and help me out with whatever I need, and it's vice versa for them. So I'd say, like, we all come from different places and walks of life, but, like, just when we're together, I think what really helps is just how we all think about the game. So we built that mutual respect, just seeing each other work hard every day, and just when we get to the field, obviously produce, so... We have a really good relationship in the locker room.
What was it like, you know, mentally for you guys, too? Because, again, defensively, more often than not, you guys were coming up with big stops. You were keeping Colorado State in games. But we know on the offensive side, you know, young quarterback, young offense, new system and all that that just didn't quite take hold. Was it ever frustrating or anything? Or were you guys just so close that that helps you kind of get over those kind of mental hurdles, too?
Yeah, I mean, it helps us get over the mental hurdles of us being close, but, I mean, as being on a football team, we definitely have a close enough bond to where, like, we could, like, if, let's say I'm slacking one day, Jack can definitely get on me and let me know, like, yo, Chig, like, pick it up. So I think us having that throughout the whole entire season, it was just more of, like, I mean, our job on defense is to get stops and put offense in position to score, and we did that. So I know we were very young last year. That's why I think coming into this year, they're going to light it up.
Yeah, talk about that with us. What is your kind of belief right now in this offense and in Clay Millen and so many of these studs, you know, Torrey Horton, again, Avery Morrow, who just kind of, to me anyway, came out of nowhere, probably not for you guys. But what's your belief right now? What's that like for you personally looking at this offense?
I believe in them 100% because I know how they all work. So to have a whole another offseason, I know we're going to bring some guys in on offense, which, I mean, we need because we have some guys leaving on the offensive line. But I have 100% confidence that they'll be the best offense in the conference next year with just me understanding how they work, having a year together under their belt, and them being so young.
Do you feel any sense of pressure knowing, okay, this defense was what really kept us in games, what won us games? You finished the season with that shutout, and you just said it earlier, like, maybe Freddie Banks isn't getting the recognition that he deserves. Well, maybe now he is, so there's no secret anymore. We look at this defense, and we go, all right, we expect that defense is going to be pretty good next season. Is there any sense of pressure on your end?
Well, I mean, pressure makes a diamond, so, I mean, I kind of like the pressure. I like the pressure.
I love it, man. Well, Chiggy, I know you and I have some things in the work next year that we're going to work on. So, you know, I played defensive back in high school, Chiggy. Mm-hmm. And I told you on the phone, man, I'm like, you get to do what I – apparently you got to be faster, stronger, quicker, better at sports and all that stuff. So if it wasn't for those key elements, I'd be with you. I'd be playing with you, my friend. Well, not now. I'm a little older. But all those things I missed out on. So it'll be fun to pick your brain and talk real X's and O's on the defensive side, because the defensive back position is my favorite position in all of football.
Yeah, in my opinion, it's the best position, but I mean, that's my opinion.
How hard is it too, man? I mean, I think that, you know, I know quarterback is extremely difficult. You have to know so much, but as a defensive back, I mean, even in college, some of the rules still slant toward the offensive side of the ball. I mean, it's like, it's got to be so difficult to play. I mean, you have to be so freaking disciplined.
Yeah, it's the discipline, and I'd say the reason I love defensive back so much is just the game within the game, because I'm not only playing against the receiver or the quarterback, but I'm really playing against the offensive coordinator. So when I'm watching film, it's just stuff like, what is this offensive coordinator like on this down with this specific receiver? What is his targets? Okay, I gave him these two techniques on first and second down, but let me change my technique on third. So that's really why I would say I fell in love with the position, just the intricate details. And it's a position that one bad step can lead to a touchdown. So I kind of like the being a perfectionist side of the sport.
How hard is it, too? They always say a cornerback has to have a short memory. You cannot dwell on a big play if you give one up, because it's going to happen. I mean, eventually it's going to happen. How hard is that, though? Because I would be just, you know, depressed all the time. If I gave up a big play, I'm sad for the rest of the game. But you have no time to be sad.
No, it's next play mentality. I mean, if I'm dwelling on the last play, it might happen again. So I'm more looking at it as like a lesson. It's just kind of like how I approach practice. If something happens in the game that I'm like, okay, well, he caught this, and this is the reason why, I assess it really quickly and I move on. So if I'm in that situation again, I just make the corrections.
How cool is it, too? I mean, you guys, you talk about, you know, sharpening each other in that sense, you know, on the defensive side versus the offensive side. But you being a great defensive back, going up against, you know, Torrey Horton in practice and stuff. I mean, how much does that help you going forward on game day?
I'm not going to lie. Me and Torrey, we go back and forth in practice a lot. We really go at it. That's a really fun matchup throughout the week, just knowing I'm going against one of the best receivers that I'm probably going to see in any team. So when I get to the game, it's really like, it's really easy going against Torrey. Torrey's making it easy going against other receivers. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's got to be a luxury. You bust your tail all week trying to go at each other, and then it's like game day comes around. And you're like, oh, Torrey Horton's not going against me today. That's kind of cool. And Torrey's probably thinking the same thing about you. Like, I don't have him, you know, busting me up throughout the week too. So it's got to be a luxury when you get to game day.
Yeah, it definitely makes it easier.
Chiggy, my man, I'm so excited for you. You're coming back. You're going to be with Colorado State next year. And I appreciate you wanting to pop on and do this, too. This is the first time we've ever had the announcement like this. You're our very first guy that's ever come on to announce that he's sticking around or whatever. So, dude, we thank you for that opportunity, my man.
Yes, sir. No problem. I appreciate you guys having me.
All right, Chiggy. Okay, we're gonna meet up. Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll all order you some pizza. It'll be on me, and then we'll talk about our plans. We're gonna be talking some defense next year.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can't wait.
All right, man. Hey, good luck this off season, and we'll be looking out. We'll be reaching out to you very soon, and we'll stay in touch, my man.
Got you. Have a good one.
All right, man. You too. There he is.